Voters in a referendum in Corsica have rejected a plan aimed at giving the Mediterranean island greater autonomy from France. The result amounts to an embarrassing defeat for both the French government and Corsican nationalists. The island's future, and whether Corsica can overcome its history of violence, is now far from clear. The no vote won by a narrow margin Sunday, with slightly less than 51% of Corsican voters turning thumbs down on the government's plan for granting the island greater governing powers. The Corsican referendum was a first in the island's history. It dealt with a purely technical issue to consolidate two administrative units into one, but would have paved the way for greater local power. For the French government of Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin, the rejection of the measure amounts to a stunning setback, and it may cast a shadow on other government plans to decentralize French decision-making. French authorities had invested an enormous amount of manpower and funds to trying to secure a victory, with Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy visiting the island no less than 8 times in just over a year. Mr. Sarkozy acknowledged Sunday night that the Corsican rejection amounted to a defeat. What Corsicans have retained, he said, is a status quo. That status quo may include ongoing secessionist violence that has bedeviled the island for the last 30 years. While Corsicans appear to have rejected the government measure for a number of reasons, the last-minute capture of an alleged Corsican terrorist may have influenced the outcome. On Friday, French police nabbed Yvan Colonna, described as the most sought-after man in France, who allegedly assassinated the French prefect to Corsica in 1998. There was some speculation that Mr. Colonna's capture would help consolidate a government victory in the referendum, but a number of Corsicans apparently felt they were being manipulated by the government by Mr. Colonna's remarkable last-minute capture after 4 years on the run. Others refused to vote for a measure approved by Corsican separatist leaders who have limited support in Corsica. Still other Corsicans, such as this 60-year-old voter who spoke on French radio, rejected a referendum drafted by Paris. This man likened it to a colonial directive. Members of France's political opposition also criticized the center-right government for allegedly mishandling the Corsican referendum. So did Corsican nationalist leaders. Paradoxically, those same leaders backed the referendum this spring as the first step toward politically separating the island from France. What these nationalists or French officials will next propose for Corsica is anyone's guess. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Comme ça, on restera dans nos polyphonies et on gardera la main sur l'oreille.